Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
More than 125 people are trying to piece their lives back together after a massive 10-alarm fire tore through their Cambridge neighborhood on Saturday. The fire began around 3 o'clock and damaged some 16 structures. There were no fatalities or serious injuries reported, thank goodness, but officials are still investigating the cause, and they say there's no evidence that the fire was set intentionally. Dana Fuller lived next to the house where the fire is believed to have started. His family owned the house on Berkshire Street, his house, since 1930, and he spoke to us earlier this afternoon on his cell phone. Fuller says he was actually having a quiet Saturday afternoon, and then the fire broke out.
Yes, I was on my couch watching TV, and the doorbell rang, and the house next to us had been being renovated. At this point, it was totally gutted, and the doorbell rings, and I don't recognize the person. I buzz him in, what's going on? He says, hey, the house next door is on fire. So I'm like, what? So I run downstairs and, you know, just wearing a T-shirt and some sweatpants. And I run downstairs and I look outside and the house next door that they were working on, the first floor of the house next door is engulfed in flames. So this guy who rang my bell, he takes off running down the street and I yell at him, did you call 911? And he's like, yeah, but I don't hear any sirens. So I call 911 to make sure. So within a matter of 2 minutes, the whole neighborhood, I mean, 3, 4, 5 homes at least were on fire. The flames had shot across the street. So, you know, I'm frantically panicking, calling 911, you get here. And, you know, within a minute, my house was on fire. The houses across the street were on fire. And, I mean, just if this would have happened at night, I mean, the good things to take away from this, nobody got hurt. If this would have happened in the middle of the night and not the middle of the afternoon, the way everything went up and the speed with which everything ignited, there wouldn't have been time for people to get out of their homes. So, you know, you take away the positive things. Hey, listen. You know, I lost every single last thing that I own, but that stuff can all be replaced.
Well, Dana Fuller says that even though he's got that good perspective on it, the last 48 hours have been a blur for him and his neighbors.
Still hasn't sunk in. I'm still in a state of shock. A shock when you're watching the whole neighborhood, you know, go up in flames like that. And, you know, it's property that, you know, your family, my mom grew up in that house. My great-grandfather bought them, you know, just under 100 years ago. So it's, you know, it still hasn't sunk in. They tore the house down. What was remaining of the house, they tore it down last night. So we went by the scene today, and it's just still a state of shock.
Well, as you heard Dana say even earlier, he and many of his neighbors have actually lost everything. But Dana is still trying to look for the positives.
It's great to see the way the communities come together and rallied around the people who, you know, lost everything that they have. It's just, you know, that's just so great to see that, you know, the Boston strong spirit that everybody's exhibiting with the mayor's fire relief fund and, you know, just to all the well wishes and all the, you know, what can I do to help from all my friends and all the family and even from strangers in the neighborhood. That's a great positive to take away. At the end of the day, you got to stay positive in a situation like this. You know, getting down and feeling bad for yourself and why me and this and that, that's not productive to producing anything positive. You know, you got to stay positive and say, hey, listen, I'm alive. That could have been completely different. And everything that I lost, it's all, you know, possessions, you know, they can be replaced.
Dana Fuller, he's a resident of Berkshire Street. He survived this Saturday's 10-alarm blaze in Cambridge. Now, Cambridge City officials say for anyone who's looking to help, you can donate to the Cambridge Mayor's Relief Fund. We've got information about that at radioboston.org. Back in a moment. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.